All right, now I'm going to jump back to item four. Our friends, our new friends, were from a newly formed group, Green, which I want somebody to tell me what green means again.
Green is Green Renewable Energy and Environmental Network.
All right, I like it. All right, so there was a meeting, don't quote me on the exact night, but down at the community center one night, a bunch of us were invited to a meeting to talk about fracking. It was just in general. And actually, it wound up being a meeting that morphed out of that, and we started talking about you know, the toxic chemicals that are coming out of the ground, out of these fracking mines. And I'm not an expert, I'm not a chemist, but I have, you know, done enough research now on the internet and talked to enough people where I think I actually kind of get it. But what I would like to see, and what I think we've got out of that group, was kind of a group of concerned people about, you know, changing the mindset about energy in Green County, making Green County green. Now, part of it is going to be this fracking ban, and all those, also this brine, the brine ban, which we're going to talk about probably in detail in a minute. But I'm excited about it. I'd love you guys at some point to connect up with the group that's here if you're interested in participating in that group. Even if you're not for or against fracking, to me, it doesn't matter. It's really just to get our hands around alternative energy and how we can kind of reduce our dependency and in Green County, and really be an example for the rest of the state of New York. So with all that said, who's representing?
I'll start.
To begin with, it's called a brine prohibition, and I want to be clear that it's gas-based brine. But let me go and give just a real brief rundown on how all this fluid comes and where it is coming from. When they frack, they're putting down a lot of water, basically on average 5 million gallons of fresh water, a lot of sand, a lot of chemicals. It's like only 2% or 3% of what the whole thing is, but a lot of chemicals. And yes, it's a secret blend, thank you. I can never say it. But the thing is, when it comes back up, on average of the 5 million gallons, 2 million gallons comes back up. And while we can't necessarily say what the chemicals were that went down, in the Marcellus Shales particularly, it's radioactive, it's extremely salty, between 7 and 30 times as salty as seawater. And if you even put 30 times as salty as seawater water on your roads, you'd be killing a lot of stuff. And in Pennsylvania, they are drilling a lot still. Tons and tons and trillions of gallons have come up. And they want to get rid of it. They don't know where to put it. And in New York State, we are already getting 30% of the fracking waste, both the flowback and the drill cuttings, from Pennsylvania. And they're going in waste dumps, they're going in different things. So these people want to get rid of this waste product. And one of the ways they get rid of it is to give it away, basically, or sell it so cheap as road brine. And we're trying to keep that from coming into our communities here in Green County. We decided that the village of Catskill might be would be the best place to start with this brine ban.
I think what we'll do is, anytime we do a local law, we have a public hearing. I think we need a 12-day window to get it in the paper and get out. So what I would like to see happen is if we can get a public hearing set up for that day, and we'll let the board kind of weigh in on this for a second. And in the meantime, we'll work with our attorney to kind of tweak it a little bit, because I just want to make sure we're doing the right thing legally, and then come back, have that public hearing, and then I've very rarely do we not vote on and take action on a law that night, unless there is a lot of people coming out with different ideas and we have to go back and tweak it a little bit. But I think we'll have a pretty good turnout and a pretty good progress that night.
I mean, I'm not saying we shouldn't support this, but I'm saying I have to check with the county, because as poor villages we are with the towns around, we use the county contract to buy our agriculture.
Right. So, and thank you for that. So I think, you know, the way I see this playing out is we're kind of the stepping stone to the town, to the county, to the state for this green group. So, you know, as much teeth as it has in it, I think it'll be good for us to pass it just to get to notice it to go up. I do have a question, Lou, though. If you had to guess, and I won't quote you on it, how much would we use a year in our village? We've got 2.2 square miles.
We use
like a billion gallons?
On the average, 700, 900 tons of salt a year.
Okay, and this would replace, this could replace salt?
Well, yeah, if you want with liquid form, some companies are mixing it with their salt now. See, the state of New York uses brine, and there's a lot of small towns use brine, but they buy a chlorinated brine. It's made out of chlorine and water, all right? The brine she's talking about is different.
Yeah.
And they would probably somehow mix that with the chlorine, the water, or color the salt with it if it's an off color. As they use beet juice and stuff like that, they might add this to color the salt if it's an off color, which I don't know that much about, so I can't comment.
My name's Linda Leeds. I'm here as an interested party. I'm a member of Green County Council on the Arts, if that gives me the right to speak. I'm from Ulster County. I just want to say something. I looked at, Ulster County has passed a brine prohibition on all county roads and county property. I looked at it from the point of view of what their budget would be, and if this great gift, if you want some nuclear waste, I'm sure you could get that for free too. It'd be a nice gift. The industry could figure out how to sell it to you. Anyway, the brine is used in certain towns and certain towns. It's a big budgetary item in Ulster County. I think it was almost $1 million I spent on salt or brine or sand or gravel to protect their roads, but they decided that the economic risks outweighed the possible benefits. And just a few of them could be that could, you know, result in whether nuisance or serious lawsuits, potential water or land contamination where this stuff is spread, adverse health impacts on animals or people, vehicles transporting chemical-laden waste, which has radioactivity in it too. This is researched and known by independent scientists. Increased the risk of human exposure and contamination in the event of accidents. What do you do if there is an accident of a frack waste-carrying truck? That involves EMTs, fire department, whatever emergency services. Waste treatment processing, frack fluids could mean, you know, whatever they let go as it goes downstream might potentially be a problem for communities there. Just possibilities, okay? Some of them are more imminent than other. And any of these could result in lawsuits that would be costly to defend, whether they were won or not, whether they could be won or not. So I want you to consider those right alongside of any possible savings.
So the question we have from one of the board members is, do we know where the state is on all of this? Is there?
The DEC. Yeah, we know something, and it's not very good, frankly. The DEC contends that when mixed with a lot of water, it is it could be used. They actually issue beneficial use permits for towns that request them. I feel that I don't know if you know the. What do they call the Mineral Resources Division of the DEC? Their mandate is to promote gas and oil development. They supposedly, at the same time, to protect people, but the first part of the sentence, the first phrase in the sentence, is to promote oil and gas development. And so this. So you can't promote the development of it without figuring out how to get rid of the waste. The waste we know has caused earthquakes in 3 or 4 locations where it's been injected into cylinders to dispose of it. Anyway, what else can I tell you about it?
Ms. Kozlowski, what's your thoughts on kind of moving forward with presenting this as a local law in a public hearing? whether it be 2 weeks or 3 weeks, whatever we do, just...
You should know what my thoughts are.
I do, but I want the folks to hear it.
Because I did propose it to the county legislature, and they turned me down. They said they wanted to wait and see what the state answer was to their fracking. So, again, I attended the meeting with a bunch of other people, which is now called Green. So I'd like to see this move forward for us to start a resolution someplace.
Okay. Mr. Jones?
Yeah, I kind of got schooled today a little bit about what brine actually was. So, Lou, are we using brine product in our salt right now?
To my knowledge, no.
So,
We buy
we don't even, or do we not know?
No, we don't know.
At this time, we buy salt strictly out of the mines. But what the carrier does and what the handler does, we don't know before it gets here. There is people that use brine, but brine, the brine that's always been used on state roads and stuff is more or less a calcium-based bond brine.
Yeah.
It's mixed with calcium and water. This is something that evidently has come up in the past few years. It's been kept quiet, and I don't know that much about it.
So if we have some contractual things that we got to make sure we clear up, some law, some wording of the law, I would like to have all that cleaned up before we present the final packet to a public hearing and saying this is what we're proposing, and make sure all our I's are dotted and our T's are crossed to make sure that we're covered all the way around. But absolutely, if it's something that's radioactive stuff, if it's going to destroy our sewer treatment plant, then absolutely, I think we should go forward. But I just want to make sure we're covered legally, contractually, financially, on our end, before we present a final packet.
Well, to me, the state's irrelevant and the county's irrelevant in all this, right? So we dictate what goes on our village streets.
Your taxpayers dictate.
Well, taxpayers elect us to dictate what goes on the city. That's right. That's our people in the audience. So hang on. So I don't want to get in the position of taking the back seat and saying, well, let's wait to see what the state does, let's wait to see what the county does, because we'll be here for the next 620 years. Nobody's doing anything, right?
I'm in favor of saving lives, and that's what you're trying to stop right here. Mm-hmm. And you got to start somewhere.
Yep.
But I don't want to be us the first one to throw the sword in, and then we're wrong. I think we need to research on this.
Hang on.
Albany County just passed it two nights ago. Ulster County has passed one. I do believe Sullivan County passed one.
Westchester passed one.
That's fine. So that's what I'm asking.
Larry.
Oh, Larry, yes.
Larry Fetterman. I wear lots of hats in the community. I found out data from the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection. They have an oil and gas reporting website, and you can get your stats on where their wastewater is going to Ohio, West Virginia, to New York. Three counties, Chautauqua, Allegheny, and Erie counties, 31,000 gallons in one county, 109,000 gallons, 123,000 gallons. That was in 2011 alone, and similar stats for 2012. But one thing that struck me, the state of Texas, now, yeehaw, let's drill, let's bring this stuff up. They have banned the use of fracking fluids on their roads, or to have it go into wastewater treatment plants. This is something that should transcend politics, it should transcend counties, it should transcend the states. This is something that we're not going to be able to live with, because if we don't have clean water, we're done. So you're talking about this getting into our streams, so there goes my job. It's going to get into groundwater, it's going to get into our wells, and without water, we're sunk. Catskill has the opportunity to lead by example here in the county. So if we're the first, you're the first village to start this movement, then I'm all for going to other villages. I have no problem taking this to the town board once the dust settles a bit, then getting other villages and towns on board. Then Mr. Kozlowski can take his resolution to the county and say, look what's happened in your fiefdom.
I'd like to send a message to the state by having all the villages and the counties send messages by passing laws that say we don't want fracking. And that's what's important. So this could be one of other laws that we might consider, okay? We don't want them to take our water, to frack it. We don't want that water anywhere near our properties. We have a lot of farms in this area, in this community. We have people. We like that fresh water. We have hunters. We have fishermen, okay? Tourism is a big deal in this county. We want to keep it that way. We don't want to industrialize this place.
Right.
We want to keep it natural. And that's why we're here. Okay, so this is the start. You guys are the first in the county, but not the first in the state.
Now, I just want to say something that, you know I work with the resorts.
Yes.
Okay, so I interact with a lot of people who do not live here. And a comment was made to me about how they came up here and they couldn't believe how the air was so clean and fresh. It just was amazing that somebody coming here actually noticed the difference in our air.
Yeah.
So I think that with anything that we do environmentally, we should fall in line and do it.
Does anybody on the board have anything they want to bring up on this topic before I turn it over like I usually do? We're off this one. All right. Yeah, we'll figure out.